Horror Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lawrence Simon, and I'm the host of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'd like to welcome you to this friendly, goofy, crazy thing we call the Weekly Challenge. That's where you guys come up with the topic, and then you have a week to write a 100-word story about that topic. It's been a wacky, crazy year, and I'm glad that it's over. Aren't you? But right around the corner, 2010. Yeah, this stuff never ends. Oh well, let's get to storytelling. Who goes first? Well, let's see who won the poll from last week. And it's a tie. It's Stephen the Nuclear Man and Norval Joe. You know, Stephen goes first a lot. Come on, Stephen. Let's let Norval Joe have a turn. Let's hear that harmonica.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 192, with a prompt of just a whole bunch of stuff. So I'll just get right into my story. There were vague memories, almost as if they were the residual dreams of others, separate thoughts of being jelly or peanut butter and bread, many slices. True awareness began when it was slipped into the clear plastic bag and settled into the dark with an apple and a bag of chips. They left at noon, the apple and the chips. Only the sandwich remained to watch the blue rectangle of sky above fade to gray, then black, alone in the schoolyard. Warily, in the dim yellow light cast by the full moon, a stray dog followed the scent of food. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Cool. Thank you, Norval Joe. I now know what I want to have for lunch. Tasty. Peanut butter. And we actually got some really cool preserves to go with these English muffins we got. And the supply preserves was to match like the 18 special English muffins, except six of them were this pumpkin spice. Ugh, gross. So we have some extra preserves left over. Guess what? They're going to go with peanut butter. Yeah. Maybe if this intelligent peanut butter sandwich can write stories, I'll have it compete next week. It's not really a competition, really. Well, anyway, thank you, Norval Joe, and let's hear what your co-winner. Does co-winner sound right? Well, anyway, let's hear what Stephen the Nuclear Man has for this week.
As Stephen the Nuclear Man, I've got two quick notes for you. First of all, the background music for my bit today is coming from hopefulmachines.net. Hopeful Machines bills themselves as electronica for sociopaths, and so I figured that we're right in their target demographic. Secondly, I had already written and recorded this after I saw that the challenge was included from the point of view of an inanimate object with a paper bag. And quite frankly, bite me, because inanimate objects can't own things. So you've got what you got. So vote for it or not, but I hope you like it. Take care, guys. I found Maria by the airlock, avoiding hyperventilation by puffing into the sack. Her hair swirled in the spaceship's low gravity. She gasped, "It's starting," before breathing into the paper again. "What's starting?" I asked. She pointed at the porthole. I looked out into the black. "I don't see," I said, and then I did. The moon, still dark and new from Earth's viewpoint, showed a different face to our spaceship. We saw the far side of the moon. It shone bright and full. Maria's hand, now more of a paw, fell on my shoulder. Behind me, I heard a growl.
Ooh, not only was that a great story, but he said, bite me. We're getting a little frisky here at the end of the year, aren't we? Yeah. All right. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, man. I'm running on Audacity 1.3 Beta 10 right now. I moved everything to the laptop. All the stuff, I redid the templates. There are some really handy features in this beta. The yellow highlights, the drag and drop, splitting, real easy splitting into mono. The only problem that I had was M Audio. The preamp that I have is 4 years old. I connected it to the laptop, and Vista wanted to put in the Microsoft drivers. And it's actually in the M-Audio FAQ. There's stupid idiot Microsoft engineers. They made Vista to do this. Well, why didn't you just go follow these steps? And I followed their steps, and it worked beautifully. So if you do software, if you do hardware, lots and lots of facts. And also, they should be the most frequently asked questions. Or the goddamn fucking things about Vista. I'm going to get a new laptop at the end of the year, and it'll have Windows 7 or whatever on it. No, I'm not getting a Mac. God, everyone's like, oh, you do audio, you should get a Mac. Oh, you do graphics, you should get a Mac. You cook, you should just put your stuff on the top of the Mac, and then you tell it to process a Photoshop render, and then 2 minutes later it gets hot enough to cook your grilled cheese. Whatever. Okay, well, now that I've griped enough, next up is Zach Mann, and let's hear what he's got on this crazy wild topic.
This is Zach Mann. I am sitting here in a closet waiting to play games and watch movies. I hope the first one is not Twilight New Moon. I love movies with good beginnings. I am disappointed with movies with happy endings, unless the children are asleep. Why did they wrap me in a paper sack? I mean, it's pretty and has Christmas trees and mistletoe, but I cost several days' pay and I am worth Christmas wrapping paper. They have cats and a dog. I should be glad I am not under the tree. Alas, poor teddy bear.
Ah, today's the day the teddy bear goes neurotic. Crazy time for teddy bear. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Zach, man. I've driven everybody else away with my crazy banter. Why not you? Why not everyone? I'm going to try keeping it simple today because I want to make sure that this works. My initial experience with Audacity running on Vista is crash, crash, crash. But I did two test files earlier, and I'm saving the project in between every save. And I know, a podcast about podcast about podcasting sucks. No one wants to hear it. It's like roller skating about roller skating, or ballet about ballet, or football commentators talking about other football commentators. Who cares? It's Terry frickin' Bradshaw. We don't want to hear about Don Cricky. Ever. Oh. Next up is Jay Radimus. He has a story, and I've linked to his new site in the show notes. You know where the show notes are. I don't have to tell you by now. It's been 192 episodes. It's been over 3 years. We're coming up on year 4. We're coming up on it. You should know the location by now. Repeat after me, even if you're standing in the middle of a police lineup. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. See you in the Slammer.
Good evening. This is Jay Radimus with my entry for this week's weekly challenge number 192 with the topics of story told from the point of view of an inanimate object, full moon, paper sack, new beginnings. I think that's all of them. My story is entitled The Perils of a Paper Bag Awaiting Recycling in the Moonlight. Ow! Watch it, buddy! Oh, good gravy, it's another dumpster diver. Scavenger, it must be a full moon. They like the natural light to rummage by. I wish you'd be more careful. We don't enjoy the groping, shoving, tearing, and the stick with the nail in the end, you know. My purpose in this life was to help a wino hide his bottle from cops and have him slosh and slobber on me. Now, to have this guy toss me aside for a 2-cent piece of glass or metal is humiliating. I hope I come back as a notebook. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And I think the topic for next week should be, if I win the vote, should be something you have seen or would like to see in a traffic jam. All right, see you. Bye.
You know, there are some days where we all feel like a toilet in a public restroom. This is not one of them. I feel like a pretty flower. Thank you, Jay Radimus. Don't tell anyone I said that. Next up is Justin, the space turtle, and he recorded this week. He would have won probably last week if he had recorded it himself. Instead, the midget totally flubbed up his story, man. Dude, that midget is bad news. Well, here's Justin with his story.
Meow. Space turtle. I think you can do better than that. Meow. Space turtle. That's better. Justin Lomester here with my 100-word story. I want to thank Lawrence for reading last week's story. I was just real busy. I'd been doing a lot of recording and editing for my Christmas special. Even though it's after Christmas, you can still take a listen. It's at emperorsflame.mypodcast.com, and the episode released on the 24th, the day before Christmas, has all the episodes in one podcast. So take a listen to that. It should still be funny, even though it's after Christmas. I think the jokes should stay funny. Though it might expire by maybe the end of January, so wouldn't listen to them before then, they might get a little stale. So, anyways, the topic is stuff, something to do with an inanimate object, paper bag, beginnings, and a full moon. So, here's my story. I awake, glistening and new. What am I? I stand stately between three shiny walls and in a sea of brand new blue tile. Behind me is a wall of the same blue tile. My memory rushes back in. I am made of vitreous china, a mix of clay, silica, and a fluxing agent, shaped and fired in a kiln. The wall in front of me opens. A man in shabby clothes walks in with a paper bag. His belt and pants drop. When he turns to reveal a full moon, I remember, I'm a toilet in a public restroom.
I gotta confirm that, yes, it is worth listening to. The Emperor of Kansas one, there's a line in there about minotaurs. Just beautiful setup. Thank you, Justin. Although you shouldn't be thanking me for what I did to your story. It was, All right. Who's next? TJ from North Dakota. All right. You know, there are so few podcasts coming out of North Dakota, but I think they're on the cutting edge of podcasting technology, unlike me, who's just getting Audacity running on his Vista laptop. I don't even have Windows 7 running yet. Although today, the great breaking down of the desktop begins. That way I'll have this huge kitchen table just for the laptop and the M-Audio and the speakers and the... Oh, wait, it's going to be full again. Oh, well. This is kind of the reason why I got a Christmas gift of two laptop stands, cooling stands. Because one will go here and then I'll move the laptop back. It's really funny. I'm breaking down the laptop and the missus says, "Do you need another laptop?" And I'm like, "What? You move a laptop in between. It's portable." I'm never going to understand her. Okay, well, let's continue with TJ.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we've been snowed in for days now, and this is Vengeance As the statue of David, I am among the naughtier pieces of statuary in Rome. In the evenings, drunken old men slouch in hiding behind my pedestal to rest a moment or two, desecrating my ancient male beauty to make blurting and blorping sounds, taking occasional nips from bottles hidden poorly in tattered paper bags clutched in their fists. Recently I'd begun to take my vengeance, however, against these old Italian drunks. True, I am nothing more than a statue, stuck here in place, but even an inanimate object such as myself can present my defilers with a full moon!
Yeah! Vengeful statues, all right!
I don't have anything else to say but vengeful statues, all right. Thank you very much, TJ. Thank you to everyone. And now you have to suffer through the last Planet Z story of the year. I know. Well, anyway, here it is.
For 10 years, a camera watched the back of the store on Baker and 7th Streets. The place has been robbed a few times, but always from the front. That camera sees all the action. The back camera doesn't see a thing. Just a bum, drinking Mad Dog out of a paper bag under the full moon. A thug slaps the paper bag away, punches the bum, and stares at the camera before pulling on a ski mask. He kicks in the door, robs the place. First one from the back door! Too bad nobody put a tape in tonight.
Well, folks, that's it for the final weekly challenge of the year, number 192, a story from the viewpoint of an inanimate object with a paper sack, full moon, and beginnings. You know, it seemed like only yesterday that I was cleaning up the Christmas wrapping. Oh, wait, that was yesterday. It seemed like only yesterday that we were starting 2009 with hope and change and dreams and... Will you never learn? Oh well. If you want to vote for something that matters, how about your favorite stories for this week? The poll will be at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The text of the stories that you've just listened to will also be there. They will be there waiting with bated breath, whatever bated breath tastes like. The topic for the next story is mucus and eyes like an owl. Yeah, it was a tie, and that's what happens. That one will be the first weekly challenge of the new year. I hope you don't party too hard and forget to do it. Like so many. Should old acquaintances be forgot? I guess they just forgot. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, there will be more stories every day. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening. And have a happy new year. And try to keep it brief.